Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off in negative territory this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should take a bit of a knock, kicking off with a loss of around 0.2% this morning. So that reflects the weaker tone that we saw for both US and European stock markets last night. But what was interesting was the divergence between the factors driving prices lower. On the one hand, it was weaker economic news in Europe. On the other hand, it was better economic news in the US. So let's kick off with what happened in the European experience. Basically, it was a weaker economic figures in the form of retail sales. Eurozone retail sales fell more than expected in the month of October. They were down by 1.8%. That was the biggest decline since the end of 2021. So that spoke to the inflationary pressures, higher energy costs, all of those sorts of things coalescing around that. And then that was buttressed by weaker activity in the services sector, falling for a fifth consecutive month, falling from, there wasn't that much the fall, 48.6 to 48.5, but still arrow pointing down. Activity in the German services sector accelerated in terms of its contraction over the course of the last month. So again, those concerns around moderating activity, the consumer, higher inflation, all of those things coalesced around those outcomes. And that pushed long-term interest rates to their lowest levels in around 2 months, and that was one of the cues that stock markets used to sell off. So the French market fell by around 0.2%, the German market down by 0.5%. The broader measure of stock performance across Europe, the Stock 600, that measure was down by 0.4%. The FTSE managed to just buck that trend. It was up by around 0.1%, and part of the reason for that is that the big miners did quite well in London. So Anglo American, Rio, BHP, they all gravitated higher. And that turned around the headlines that we saw at the end of the Asian session yesterday afternoon about COVID restrictions in China being liberalized. And that translated to a pretty healthy rally for some Asian stock markets, but particularly the Shanghai Composite Index was up by 1.7%. The Hang Seng was up by more than 4%. So that was one of the factors that was helping sentiment in our own market at the end of yesterday. But where the European, when the US market was concerned, it was a much better than expected picture when it came to the ISM measure of activity in the services sector. So that picked up from a two-year low, moving from 54.4 to 56.5 in October. That is quite a rapid improvement. Better levels of activity, and the employment index picked up. Even prices moderated. So that was encouraging news. But then on the we also saw that supported by better numbers in relation to factory orders. That measure rose by 1% in October, well above the 0.7% that the markets were expecting. And when you strip out the transport element of that, that was quite a deal stronger than what the market was looking for, rising by 0.8% compared to 0.1%. So all of that cast a pall over the prospect of the US Fed perhaps pulling back a little bit in terms of rate hikes. And in fact, the big fall that we saw last week where long and short-term bond yields were concerned, almost half of that was unwound. So in the case of 10-year government bonds, they fell by about 20 basis points last week. They were up by 10 basis points last night. The two-year Treasury notes, they were up 12 basis points last night. So they fell roughly around 20 points last week. So long-term interest rates, short-term interest rates higher off the back of that better economic news, turns around the prospect. Maybe the Fed is going to get cold feet when it comes to that conversation around hiking rates by 0.75% or 0.5%. So we'll be put out of our misery on that count next week. So something to look forward to in that regard. But nonetheless, the stocks fell, the Dow down 1.4%, the S&P down 1.8%, the NASDAQ down 1.9%. Big day on the local front with the RBA decision on rates. The belief is that they'll raise rates by 0.25%. And the communication associated with that, vital in terms of the move forward. The belief is that in some quarters that the Reserve Bank will have a bit of a breather to assess the impact of their most recent rate hikes. If there's a more explicit tone around that, together with the moderating inflation pulse that we've seen in the latest inflation numbers, that should be reasonably supportive as far as stocks are concerned. So worth keeping that in mind at around 2:30 this afternoon. The Aussie dollar has been made a casualty of a strengthening greenback again. That was tied into that rise in bond yields and that better economic picture in the US. So have a great day.